Well, this is what I consider to be a typical Martin O'Malley commission, where they come up with the bottom line first, that it's great to have illegal immigrants in Maryland, and then they write the report around it. The membership of this commission is most were picked by the governor and by some lawmakers in Annapolis, just horrendous, chaired by the University of Maryland. I mentioned that I'm glad I sent my children to out-of-state universities, because to put a commission together like this, a very, very sophomoric paper, which justifies having criminal illegal aliens in our state. Just horrible.
So your main objection would be to the conclusions of the report overall, or are there some specifics in it that that you find particularly unacceptable, let's say?
Well, all of the above. It talks about we are forced to educate the children of illegal immigrants, so let's get to it. Frankly, we're having a referendum vote this coming November on in-state tuition for illegal immigrant college students, and the citizens of Maryland are going to fight this and are going to defeat it. We already pay $14,000 per student per year for K through 12 education. That's over $180,000 per student per illegal alien. So to have a paper that comes out and said this is common sense, no, attrition through enforcement is common sense. This paper talks about the benefits of having illegal immigrants here. They're filling jobs in construction and tourism and transportation. These are American jobs. And as I've discussed with my friends in the African American community, when's the last time you've seen a black construction worker? Illegal aliens, primarily Hispanics, have bumped hardworking blacks and whites out of jobs in construction and transportation. They bring their families here to Maryland, which costs. I live in Montgomery County. We provide free health care, free medical care, obviously free schooling, day labor centers, energy assistance, housing assistance. This is a benefit to me. The governor wants to raise my taxes yet again. He wants to raise the gas tax. He wants to raise my – I have had my property tax raised. This commission report, they should have applied this to the Maryland debt instead of paying any money for this. This is a joke. This is an absolute joke.
Did you find anything in it that you could say is positive? I assume you're not anti all immigration. It seems your group are only anti illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, this is a problem. I am again surprised that Maryland professor Shinagawa, we should buy him a Webster's dictionary, because they can't seem to understand immigrants, illegal immigrants, and legal immigrants. So when it's convenient in the report, they lump them together. And when it's not convenient, they separate them out. So, when you can't even define the issue, of course, garbage in, garbage out in this report. They point out that the great benefit of having illegal immigrants, they pay taxes. Well, foreign tourists actually pay more taxes coming to Maryland to visit. They pay airport taxes, hotel taxes, sales, gasoline taxes. The beauty of tourists, however, is that they go home after their visit is up, and they don't use my hospitals, my schools, my social services. So there is no long-term benefit to having illegal aliens here. And I'm a second-generation immigrant. My grandparents came from Russia, and they came legally through Ellis Island. It's not up to the illegal immigrant to break into our country, set up shop, and demand that they become citizens. It's up to the American people and to Congress to decide who comes in here on a balance. So we we draw immigrants from all over the world, not just from south of the border. So that's very disturbing to me, that they're justifying people that came here illegally, have set up shop and want to stay here, and that's okay.